Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Independent thinking, unrestricted opinions. You're tuned in to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Let's get straight out to the HRMP guest line. Joining us now, Phil Simms, 15-year NFL veteran, longtime Giants quarterback, Super Bowl champion. You know him now for his work on the studio of NFL on CBS. Phil, thanks so much for joining us. We're just having this spirited debate about where the Houston Texans are. The fans aren't happy. I mean, the Texans aren't winning games. It's a football city. Everybody wants the local team to win some football games. What's your takeaway? The national viewpoint that you have of where the Texans are right now, do you think they're going in the right direction?
Well, first off, I'd say the Houston Texans fans, how about living up here in New York? We have two teams that are really struggling and nobody's, happy about. But, you know, I probably have a much different take on what the fans and the media down there thinks. What did you expect this year when you saw the team constructed and everything? But I would say this, you know, overall, we kind of talk about it privately every once in a while, openly on CBS, that, you know, a lot of games, I think the Houston Texans have shown great fight. I think they've been organized. I think David Culley has actually done a really good job. And I've only looked at it because the way I look at it, I should say, is I look at them like a team that, you know, not an expansion team, but one building starting all over again. And when you look at it that way, you know, there's a lot of good things. And I think they play hard. They look organized. And, of course, the quarterback, Davis Mills, has been a surprise. I think he's played better and better. And just look at what happens. Lost a tough game to New England Patriots. They beat the Los Angeles Chargers. There's some positive things. And, look, I know they're building for the future. And I'm really interested to see what Nick Caserio ends up doing with the football team starting this offseason.
Well, you kind of beat me to the punch, Phil, because I was going to say with your resume, I was interested in your takeaways on Davis Mills, a guy that some people were ready to throw away, a guy that some people said, well, if you're a third-round pick or beyond besides Tom Brady, probably not going to be your next franchise or starting quarterback.
Oh, Jesus.
But it looks like, based on what he's shown you and like you were talking about, I've seen progress. When he's been put back out there, he's progressed. He's kind of fixed some of the mistakes. If you're running this team and looking at this team from a distance, is Davis Mills worthy being your starter next year?
Well, I wouldn't proclaim that now, and I probably wouldn't proclaim it until we finish all the additions and drafting of what we're going to do. And, of course, they're going to evaluate it a lot differently. Let's look at it this way for all the fans. You know, everybody thinks it's just – now, look, and I played it, but it's just a quarterback. And, you know, I listen to TV every day. Well, this quarterback, and it's really numbing to think, you know, quarterbacks don't succeed on bad teams. And anytime, and I understand this too, you need the guy now to win big in the NFL. I don't even fight that anymore because you do. Let's look at the playoff teams that are going to be out there this year, and they all basically have one thing in common. They have what they consider their franchise quarterback, some questions maybe on a couple, but the guy, and we kind of know they're the guy, and you can move forward with them. But Davis Mills playing under adverse conditions, whatever, with a team that's, you know, not playoff caliber, that's for sure. I mean, we're going to throw Trevor Lawrence over? He's playing awful. Mm-hmm. Let's get rid of him. He's not the guy. We're losing, you know. So I hope I'm making my point there. But I think Davis Mills has shown a lot, and he's definitely put himself in position to be thought of as maybe the next quarterback for the Houston Texans, that's for sure.
And it seems like the Texans are in a spot where they're willing to let Davis Mills be the quarterback at least next season, gather more intel on him. Phil Sims joining us on the HR&P guest line. Looking at, you mentioned Trevor Lawrence there in Jacksonville. And looking at some of the jobs around the NFL that could become open, Jacksonville's one, Chicago's one with another quarterback, and Justin Fields, a young quarterback. Many people think Las Vegas will be open, even though they've done a pretty good job there and are in playoff contention heading into Week 18. Looking around the landscape of the NFL, which head coaching vacancies do you think will garner the most interest?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I will say this about the Raiders. Rich Bisaccia, I think if they win this weekend, they go to the playoffs, I think he has a great chance of keeping that job. The one thing, when I just, not to get off on this, but when I watch the Raiders, I'm really like, wow, they are tough. They play extremely hard. Derek Carr has got toughness. And really an underrated quarterback. I get sick of hearing, well, you know, what if the Raiders might be looking for another quarterback. I've heard that every year out there. It's just like an eternal question with the Raiders. But, you know, I look at the Chicago Bears. They got some good parts to their football team. That's not one that I would say, wow, that's a bad spot. I like Justin Fields. I think he has shown a lot as a rookie quarterback. And they got some difference makers, especially on the defensive side. It's not great, but it's really a good start when you talk about being a head coach and taking over a football team. You got your franchise quarterback. You got that settled. Now whoever takes over that job, like a lot of jobs with young quarterbacks, you got to do everything for the quarterback, make him a better player, give him a system that fits him. No, we want to give him a system that doesn't fit. Oh, you know, I always love that line and everything. But, yeah, I look at the Chicago Bears. That's a pretty good job. I watched them pretty close the last few weeks, especially since Justin Fields has been playing. And I think there's a lot of coaches who would really like to go up there, have Justin Fields, have some of those other parts on the defensive side. Khalil Mack coming back, I think, and a good place to start.
Phil, let's talk about your former team, the Giants, for a minute, because obviously Texans
fans... Do we have to?
Well, because it relates to the Houston market, because of the fact that Texans fans are still looking for where Deshaun Watson ends up. And there's been people that are saying, well, they look for teams with multiple first-round picks. Well, the Giants have two. And they also have a guy that they thought was their first-round, I mean, was their franchise quarterback in Daniel Jones, who I still believe in. And it seems like they're ready to just move on from him already. Where are the Giants in terms of whether Judge and Gettleman are back or not? They have those two first-round picks. Where are you in terms of, is he their quarterback in Daniel Jones? What are they going to do with those picks, and how do you see them handling the offseason?
Well, you know, I feel pretty confident in saying this. I don't think they'll be trading for Deshaun Watson and giving up those picks to the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. I think the Giants, you know, just what I feel. I don't know anybody in the organization to talk to them and get their information, and I don't want to. But I think Daniel Jones will be the quarterback for the New York Giants last year. But, you know, a lot of things can come up. So is it cemented in stone or whatever? No, it's not. And I think Joe Judge will be back. You know, the Giants have given head coaches 2 years and out. And, you know, somewhere sooner or later, you got to make a stand and try to build upon whatever you have there now. And, yes, they've been a disappointment. Daniel Jones was a disappointment this year, too. I like him a lot. I like his physical skills. He's big. He can run. He's got a good arm. But, you know, they didn't put enough together. The team just, I don't know. I watched the Chicago Bear game last week, and I just was like, oh, my gosh. It's really gone backwards a little bit. And sometimes when you're in a position like the Houston Texans and the New York Giants, the Jets or whatever, you almost need a little luck to get out of that hole and that system that's going along. And, you know, I think about that all the time, about certain teams, that you just get lucky on a few draft picks, sign the right free agents that come in and work out for you. And, you know, just talking about up here, two teams that have draft picks, the Giants and Jets, their free agent signings have not come through for them big time, and that's really hurt both teams.
Super Bowl MVP Phil Sims joining us on the HR&P guest line. Does Antonio Brown play in the NFL again?
I'm going to say no, but, you know, maybe next week I'll change my mind. This year, that's what it's all about. Every week I got a different Super Bowl, person or team that's going to get there. Who's the MVP? It changes almost with me every week. But Antonio Brown, listen, if you are a team and you pick him up, then if any, whatever goes wrong, you deserve it. So I don't know what else to say, how many chances you need. I've covered him a lot when I was doing games with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I know he was a hard worker, very talented, all those things. But I know there was just issues constantly about him on the football team. They handled it pretty well for the most part until it finally ended. But, you know, my answer would be no. I don't think Antonio Brown will be back in the NFL.
Well, what's the flavors of the week this week, Phil? If you were to pick your favorites to go to the Super Bowl this week, where are you?
Yeah. My favorites this week, look, I really don't have one. That's what's really bad. The Green Bay Packers, everybody, oh, they're locks. I heard guys say, it's automatic. It's going to be Green Bay and Kansas City in the Super Bowl. Well, I don't feel that confident in that. You know, you guys are playing a team this week, which is going to be interesting. I just watched your game from, I think, week 11. That was interesting. And to think that the Tennessee Titans are going to hold on to home field advantage and they're going to go down there and walk over you guys, I think we're crazy to think that. And I'm watching all this, trying to decide, you know, being ready for the fact that maybe the Houston Texans will beat the Tennessee Titans again. So if I had to pick, you know, teams, of course I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers on one side. And if Tennessee can hold on to home field advantage, they're big, they're tough, they got a style of play that can wear you out. They just really try to out-hit you. And I think their home field, their crowd has been on fire. When I watch their games and listen to it on TV, they yell and scream the whole game. And it's kind of cool to see. So not that I'm picking them for the Super Bowl, but it won't shock me.
But of the two teams, Phil, between Tennessee and Kansas City, I would think right now, when you look at the one seed, two, Kansas City seems like they're just waiting to press that button. They haven't had any significant injuries.
No. Hey, I keep hearing that all. Well, they're going to turn it on.
Yeah.
Look, how many weeks are we going to wait? Okay, they turn it on every time they have a decent game. There they come. Here they come. Well, last week, 3 points in the second half. No rhythm to the offense. The defense was all over them. Kind of did what everybody did to them, and it's really worked. And why were you playing me the other way? I don't know. Make them keep completing passes, tackle them, and see if they can go 10 and 12 plays to drive and score. It's not what they do. They're not great at it. And it got exposed again last week. And also, the Cincinnati Bengals, with their offense, Kansas City is a all-out aggressive defense. But when they back off, you know they don't want to, but they had no choice last week. The Cincinnati Bengals had them retreating, and it was really interesting to watch, and it just kind of showed me there are a few teams that can do that to them, not many, but the Cincinnati Bengals are definitely one. They got everything on offense. They run every play, and their wide receiving group is the best in the NFL, and that's saying a lot, I think.
Wow. Phil, really enjoyed the conversation.
Yes,
hope we get to do it again very soon.
Well, you know, we could get into more things. It's great, and don't ever feel like if you do call me, we do get on. You know, usually when I get on, I got a lot to say. I don't know if it's good or not, but I keep talking.
Yeah, that's what they say about us too, though, Phil. So.
We love it.
Well, listen, that's why you're doing a radio show, so it's great. Good that you guys are – you do a good job and everything, and I'm glad we finally worked it out where I could get on, and it was good talking to you today.
Likewise.
Thanks, Phil.
Enjoy your weekend, Phil. Appreciate it. 15-year NFL veteran, Super Bowl MVP, and does studio work for the CBS NFL on Sunday. 713-780-ESPN. When we come back, boy, we had some thoughts about Kansas City that I want to discuss when we return.
Great
also,
stuff.
His thoughts on Davis Mills, pretty interesting as well. We'll do that when we return. It's Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.